Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so the email is, does the line in the sand apply to marriages too? If you've got something going on in your life you want to share with the Burt Show, we'll try to get you guys some advice from around the country. Hit us up at theburtshow.com.
Hi, friends. First off, I just want to say I love y'all. I've been listening since I was in high school when my mom would have y'all on in the car on the way to school. Now, as an adult in my 30s, I no longer live in a syndicated city, but listen to the podcast every day and love it. Also, Abby is amazing.
I know.
Anyways, to my problem. I've heard for years Bert's endorsement of the line in the sand day. Typically, this is in regards to wanting to get engaged. My question is, do you think this can apply to a marriage, or more specifically, ending a marriage as well? My husband completely forgot about our 9th anniversary last week.
Oops. Oh, busy.
No card, no gift, no flowers. Nothing. A little backstory. My husband and I have been married for 9 years, together for 13, have 2 great kids, ages 6 and 2, 2 dogs and a fenced-in yard. Picture perfect, all-American family. Like most couples, our marriages have had our challenges. Also, like most couples, we don't do all the things we used to either because life. We both work full-time. I carry basically all of the mental load and the responsibilities in the home. The past few years, I have felt unhappy in our marriage and felt like I was the only one putting in effort. I know the rules of the line in the sand day and verbally expressed to my husband that I need help. I told him specifically what I needed to feel seen, heard, and loved. One of those things was our anniversary. He put a reminder in his calendar. We even discussed it the weekend before. It came and went. I came home that day with a card and a small gift bag of his favorite candy snacks. As soon as I walked through the door, I saw it come over him. He completely forgot. He apologized multiple times, told me how much he loves me and the life we've built. He did seem genuine, but I was gutted. Am I over-exaggerating to use this as a line in the sand day or final straw? If our marriage was that important, he would have made it a priority to remember and acknowledge it, right? My heart is broken. I never thought we'd end up here. I don't want this to end, but I also know I deserve more. I'm tired of feeling like I'm the only one trying. When do you know it's not just a hard season of life and it's just your life?
Ooh. Mm.
Wow. That is.
Mm. Damn. That's a long season.
That's
one long season.
I feel like that took the wind out of me.
Yeah, man.
I would love any and all advice, specifically Bert's, as the only one on the show to have made this incredibly difficult decision. Thanks in advance, Anonymous.
So much pressure. This is a really, really tough one, man. I mean, because me and my ex-wife were working and working and working through it. I think I told you guys, I don't want to paint the painful picture again, but at some point, I just realized that the love was gone. And at that point, that was it. You know, she asked me over dinner one night, do you still love me? It was the hardest 5 seconds of my life to say, I'm not in love with you. And that was it for us at that point. But I would have kept fighting and kept fighting. We wanted to keep the family together so much for the kids that we both realized, like, we're both fighters. We would have fought and fought and fought for this marriage. But at some point, the love was gone. It's just so different with marriage. I don't know if a line in the sand applies to it.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it does, man. When
your communication is so key, that having that imaginary line in the sand day, that, like, y'all need to go, like, you need to do therapy, you need to do, like, couples counseling, marriage counseling, like, especially when you got 2 kids who are younger in the mix. You deserve everything you've expressed. And that anniversary slip up, isn't minor. Like, that's a major slip up, especially when you were so adamant about how important it was and for him to still forget. So I'm sorry, but I don't think a line in the sand day applies here.
God, this is so heavy. So I did make a vow to myself and my ex-wife did also that we would try everything that we could in the marriage, right? And I think that you really have to get to a point where you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, I have tried absolutely, if you're leaving, especially kids, if you're making that decision, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I 150% gave everything. But I will also say this, that the relationship doesn't have to get to a miserable point for you to take off also. It can be bad. I've made this mistake in the past too. Exhausting the relationship to where it's miserable and it never had to get like that. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough decision to make.
Yeah, I'm just so heartbroken for her because I know how rough it is when you give somebody expectations and you say, hey, I'm really needing this, this, and this. And you're putting yourself in such a vulnerable position to lay out what you're hoping for and then for them to see what you've asked for and to absolutely knock it down has got them happy feeling bad. So I'm with y'all. I don't think a line in the sand is good, but I definitely think there needs to be another conversation.
I don't think a line in the sand is good either, but I do realize that she has said she's been unhappy for the past few years, and this just might be the final straw. So if that's the case, maybe she does really need to pay attention to if it is time for her to go, and this is not just the season.
Life is short, but it's also very long. It can be very, very long.
The Burt Show.